Open Language 英语，
潘吉建议告诉你。
大家好，今天我们的节目呢，要送给还有一颗童心的你，儿童节快乐 ，Jason。六一儿童节英语怎么说
？We call it Children's Day.
Children's Day， 但是在美国好像。你们没有 Children's Day.
Don't have it. There is no Children's Day in the United States.
So even though it's known as 国际儿童节 International Children's Day, it's not that international beyond China, I guess.
Well, I think a lot of countries have a Children's Day, but not the United States. We don't love our children.
I'm sure that's the case. 这个六一儿童节啊，我记得我小的时候，是很喜欢六一儿童节的，因为在幼儿园里你可以就是到什么 playground 去玩啊 You don't need to sit in the class It's less regimented But now 在中国这个六一儿童节非常的商业化 So how do we say 商业化 in English?
It's called commercialization Or it's become commercialized
Every major holiday has become very commercialized 对不对
Yeah, it's the classic model
、哎、包括儿童节啊现在因为我是一个妈妈儿童节的时候我的儿子就会我有什么礼物吗 Can you buy me a new toy? 这样的
Has your son been saying that to you?
Yeah I guess their teacher would even Because their teacher 他们幼儿园的老师都给他们每人一个小礼物 A small gift、
mm.
So he has they built up the anticipation That they should be getting something
That's terrible
They're so spoiled, right? 是一个小孩他我们说哎呀真是很被宠坏很宠就是说 very spoiled那我刚刚说到幼儿园，幼儿园英语怎么说
？We say kindergarten or preschool.
Kindergarten 或者 preschool. 然后我知道在美国这个 kindergarten 和中国也不太一样 ，because in China kids start kindergarten when they're three.
Okay.
In the U.S., it's like when you're five.
What you start when you're three is preschool usually, and then kindergarten is around 5 years old.
So you go there for 1 year, and then you go to primary school, elementary school.
Exactly.
对吧？好，那 in your lifetime, you've never celebrated 儿童节是吗？
No, unfortunately. I remember when I was a little kid in the United States, I knew that other countries had a Children's Day, and I was always really jealous, really, really, really jealous.
Jason 说他小时候得知外国有儿童节，他很 jealous， jealous 就是很嫉妒，对不对？
Mm-hmm.
但是在美国，我觉得也有很多的节日 ，they're not necessarily Children's Day per se， but it's very， you know， it's about children， about kids。For example， Christmas。
Mm-hmm.
So Christmas， you know， kids have， 就是 parents and grandparents will buy them a ton of gifts， toys， 然后 Santa 什么的。And also another holiday is also very kid focused.
Yeah, I would say Halloween is also really focused on kids because trick-or-treating where you go to people's houses and you wear costumes and you get candy, that's the main activity of Halloween and only kids can do that.
Halloween 就是万圣节啊。那万圣节在中国也是这几年才开始就是有些人会 celebrate。那很多是中国的 adults, they celebrate, they go 什么Ghost hunting in a big house 之类的鬼就是去就有那种鬼的成分但是现在你知道吗我儿子的幼儿园就是一个 local 的上海的幼儿园他们也 celebrate 万圣节
Really?
Yeah, the teacher asks all the parents to buy a costume for their kids And then they go trick and treaty trick or treating in their school
I noticed that actually this last Halloween here in Shanghai, I saw some kids walking around in costumes with their parents like they were in the United States.
所以你看你们 American culture 的这个 influence 非常的大。
It looks like it.
好那Jason, 你知道在中国我们现在一般都怎么 celebrate 这个六一儿童节吗
I'm going to guess you buy kids lots of stuff.
对，就是礼物，buy them stuff。然后呢，通常可能学校啊或者幼儿园 will have some kind of performance。Like my son's kindergarten， 他们今年就是they'll have a big performance every class every in the kindergarten they will sing a song or do a like group dance。 And they don't even do it in their school. They rent, they rented a very big theater.
Really? It's that big of a deal?
对, they invite all the parents and grandparents to there.
Is this the only time in the year where the school does something like that?
No, they do it 3 or 4 times a year. On Children's Day, Christmas, Chinese New Year.
Wow.
对, 3次, and every time you need to buy them a new costume.就这次他们的老师要我们买，就是让他们穿西装打领带。Boys should wear mini tuxedo.
It's cute.
That's fun, 对不对
？Yeah, it's fun. It's fun.
所以我觉得在中国和美国这种关于小朋友的文化还是有很大的不同。因为在中国 now where you know the one child policy is being reformed and people can have more than one kid, but we've had this.就是计划生育 one child policy for a long time 所以呢就是小孩子都是 people value kids very much because、mm-hmm. you only have one so there's a lot of attention like resources going to this one child 但在美国 it's more free right many families don't have more than one kid
yeah I think most families have two kids sometimes three
还有我觉得在这个国外的小孩你们从小就是比较的自由有很多 freedom、mm-hmm. You can run around 然后自己做自己的事情这样、mm-hmm. You're not coddled as much
No, and I think it also has a lot to do with where people live A lot of people、mm-hmm. in the United States live in places with lots of space
对对对
And big houses and yards and things like that Not as many people live in cities
诶我觉得美国现在有一个 trend 啊就是 people who parents who do live in big cities、mm-hmm. they're worried about their kids safety、
mm-hmm.
然后特别是就是一些什么 child sex offender 对不对、
a little bit yeah some of that
因为在美国就是有一些我们说 child sex offender 就是有娈童癖的人然后呢在美国有一个 registry、
mm-hmm.
就是说会告诉你啊，这个人被监狱放出来以后，他住在哪里。
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So all parents are informed and they know,、
mm-hmm.
对吗 ？So they can keep their kids away from them. 而且我也看到最近在美国，就是有一些新的 technology, what they call new wearable technology, 就是一个手表啊，或者一个什么 GPS 跟踪定位小孩的一个东西。
Mm-hmm.
So you put that on your kid and, like it sends.Message, it's synced with your iPhone, 然后 you know where they are.
At every moment.
对对对特别就是如果你的小孩 live in big city, they go to school by themselves, 然后 你 worry, 你就可以给他们买一个这样的东西。
Mm-hmm. So maybe American parents are starting to worry a little bit more about their kids.
你知道吗我的 neighbor 有一个他是中国人然后呢他的老公是美国人 And one day I was chatting with the Chinese grandpa 这个中国的外公他就抱着他的这个 granddaughter And he said to me 他说 Wow 他说我很惊讶美国人也很喜欢小孩 He's like Oh my god I was shocked that My 就是他的那个son-in-law also think baby is very precious. He thought, oh, only Chinese think that way. Americans, they just let kids run around and let them raise themselves.
It's a little bit of both, a little bit of both.
好,那不管怎么样,如果你有小孩的话呢,希望you guys have had a great Children's Day. And there's always an inner kid in us, 对不对?我们每个人心里都有一个小孩。
So buy yourself some gifts today.
对,we'll see you next time, 再见。
Bye-bye.